This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Who is Daniel Falele? A lot of people have criticized him for his, disappointing play. This is what offensive coordinator Todd Monken had to say about him.
No, I'm so proud of Daniel. I mean, you know, he worked hard in the offseason, came in great shape. You know, I think I was talking, you know, earlier that, you know, we're excited for Daniel. I mean, he's come a long way. He is a really, really good football player. In today's day and age, shock value, you know, whatever's seen for one shot on the internet doesn't make a man, or a great play doesn't make a man. As I was saying earlier, I think, you know, we were talking like if the internet posts someone walking into church, it doesn't make him a great Christian. It just means they walked into church. They picked out one clip of it. Okay, that's not Daniel. Daniel's been outstanding throughout all of camp and has played his rear end off. And we're excited where he's at now and where he's going to continue to grow.
There have been times with Todd Monken. I love Todd Monken as an offensive coordinator. But Todd Monken this week has addressed Trippy. He's addressed people criticizing Falele. He pays too much attention to what should be white noise. He pays too much attention. Monken, you are great at what you do. Do what you do and get rid of the rabbit ears. Why does he care about all of that?
Because he's communicating to his players. You have to use the media to communicate within the organization, not just outside. People outside may not care, but the players, when they hear, and then, you know, they listen and they hear, and they hear all this criticism, and they're people. They're not robots. They're people, and they hear, like, you know, you suck. We need somebody else to replace him. He can't bend. He's not athletic. He's all the things people are saying. And Monken says, you know, it's offensive coordinator. He's got to step up, and he's doing that for people to hear and for his players to hear. I got you six. And that's all I think it is.
See, but that was fine when the only means of criticism you had for players was actually being in front of them. When it was games, when you're showing up at practice. That was fine to speak to these people. But now in the social media era, I think that's the opposite. Yeah, that's the wrong way to do it. Because all you do is now give these people momentum. They hide behind things. When you address me and I have to be there to criticize you, then now all of a sudden you called me out. Now I got to look at you. But you know, these people hide behind fake names and fake of pictures and all those things.
I'm aware, yeah.
So I think when you address them now like that, all you do is encourage them. I think the best way to do it, what do we say all the time when we get bad things on social media? Don't address it.
Right.
They'll go away.
But he didn't address it. It must have been a response to a question.
You know, because he said something about when he said, if someone posts someone walking into a church.
Right.
So he's addressing how people go with the post. They see something on social media, and they comment on that. I think when you start addressing things that are posted, you only encourage people who post. When you ignore them, they go away.
I took it as he was just saying that, you know, people pick out one thing, and then they focus on that. And the point is well taken that, you know, the guy walking into church. You know, they're frauds. There's so many people I know who do that. There's, you know, there's a lot of good people who have faith. There's a lot of people who hide behind it. And it drives me crazy. And he talks about something like Falele, who's getting criticized for, you know, a bad sack was given up, I think. It was, you know, one of the issues against the Colts. And, you know, he's saying, you know, it's one moment. If your worst moment was on social media, it means nothing. But I'm assuming somebody had to ask him, though.
Yeah, Cordell asked him a question, but when you start going into what's posted, I think it's all centered around the things that people are saying about him, and most of these things are on social media. Cordell asked him the question. I just, you know, it's coach, man. I mean, and my message to Falele would be, why are you listening to him? Just play better. He's not lived up to expectations. And when you play for a football team like this with great expectations, you got to know it's coming. You're not playing for the Jaguars. You know, you're not playing for the Panthers. You know, when you have so many superstars around you and you are the quote-unquote weak link, you're going to get called out. Just you know, grow up. Deal with it. Play better. I think sometimes we coddle them way too much, dude. If you played better, then they would say less. You don't hear as much about Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah, that's not true. You could play. You could be the best player on the team, and you have what people did to Andrews when he dropped that pass. That guy's had a stellar career with the Ravens. He was the most reliable guy on the team. He was Lamar's security blanket for years. He blows it in the playoffs with a bad, you know, a bad drop. That's all he's. Asshats focus on. So I don't buy that.
How much do they criticize better? Rodney Stanley now? Rodney Stanley had a great year last year.
But Filele just had the issue was last week. That's what they criticized him. You know, Andrews, people brought that up forever.
You're not playing the game right now, so they're going to talk. That's all they have right now. That's part of the game. That's part of the game now.
What's part of the game? What do you mean?
The criticism. I mean,
always.
We have Monday Morning Quarterback. Mm-hmm. The most important thing that happened was what happened yesterday in Monday Morning Quarterback. The guy could have a horrible game. That's all you're going to talk about until the next game. So I think when you start addressing other people outside of the building, that's a bad thing.
See, I'm with you. We're not answering social media. People post stuff. Just ignore it. Delete it. Don't look. That's why. I mean, it's a sewer. It's social media is a sewer. It's patrolled by people and trolled by people who can't do anything in life. They criticize other men is how they live their lives.
You just said what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's all they do. You just don't respond to it. But, you know, you ask the question, you respond to it. I mean, that to me, that's a little different. You don't respond to social media. I mean, you're weak. You're seriously, your job sucks. You probably weren't an athlete. You probably never get laid. It's like, it's all those things. Who do you think is doing this? Do you think, like, somebody who's like a four-star athlete who went to Duke or Harvard... They're not the ones doing this. They've got, you know, a beautiful family. You know, no, it's the losers in life who do this. That's who does this. It's I think CK, what's his name? Louis C.K. said it. This is the greatest time to be alive in the world history, wasted on the worst generation ever. Because what people do is they sit here, I'm grabbing my phone right now, they get on their phone, and they get on social media, and they say something really crappy while they're taking a dump. And that's their life. So it's like, who cares?
It's about time, man. I didn't know who the heck you were earlier when you talking about. Who won that round, Steve? My goodness. I didn't know who you were. You know, defending me. You're like, well, now you ended up right. Jeez. Yeah. Well, you went around your butt to scratch your elbow on that one. Commissioners Baltimore at 7:30. But on the other side, Travis Kelce said the last couple of years haven't been up to his standards, in part due to his foray into acting and being an entertainer. You agree with him, Ed? That's here on the other side of Next on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get with Taylor Swift. Joe, you are evil.
Ew.
That's why I call Joe the evil genius. Thank you very much. Hey, Travis Kelce said what many people have said for the last 2 years, and that is that the Hall of Fame tight end has been distracted. He's with arguably the most popular person in the world of entertainment. Joe, would you say she's the most popular person in the world of entertainment right now?
Yeah, I'm excited to see the download numbers for this podcast that's coming out tonight. It might be the most downloaded podcast of all time.
It may break the internet.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It is. And when you are caught up in that world, thank you, sir, for the water. When you are caught up in that world, You tend to get caught up in that world. I think his assessment of where he's been, of the acting and the entertainer, is accurate. But at the same time, Ed, I don't blame him. I don't. She introduced him to a world that he never saw before. And sometimes it takes you a while to realize, okay, I'm falling. Let me get out of this sunken place.
Yeah. Think about it. He is a premier, not just an NFL player. Premier NFL player.
Yeah. Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame player.
arguably the greatest that ever did it at his position. Either he or Gronk.
Gronk's better. But she took him to another level. She's more popular. She has worldwide popularity. She's way more popular. She lives a different life. And think about it. If you're Travis Kelce and you're awestruck, that's saying something. That's a whole different thing, man. Whole different thing. Pretty impressive, actually. And it's hard, I mean, I get it. It's hard to resist. This beautiful, talented woman who's with you, taking you everywhere, comes to all your games, despite her schedule. It's, I think it's pretty awesome.
So, I mean, the fact that he realizes it and he's trying to pivot, I respect him for it. But for those of you that criticize him for doing it, don't be hypocritical. You know, you are as Chris Rock said it best. You are as faithful as your opportunities. That's not always with your loved one. That's in general. That's with opportunities in general. He was faithful to football. You know why? Because he didn't have other opportunities. And when he got other opportunities that took him, made him world known, he took it. And guess what? If he pivots back to football this last year or two and focuses on that, he's going to be Travis Kelce again. But the world won't forget him when he. Joe just said he might have be on a podcast that may break the internet.
Yeah.
Set records worldwide in views. Okay, if he and Taylor Swift break up in a year, guess what? You can't undo what happened. So that means he's still going to be on another level, even for getting his heart broken by Taylor Swift or being Taylor Swift boo. One or the other, he's there now. He has arrived now. Why do you fault him?
Yeah.
For making money after football.
Yeah, he's at the end of his career. He's going to have a great life. He has a great life. He's going to have a better life. It's just, look, it's just an envy. Again, let's go back to my last rant.
They hate you because they ain't you.
They hate you. Of course they hate him. He's, you know, he's a premier athlete playing for the, you know, a team that's been a dynasty in the NFL. You know, multiple championship rings. He's one of the best in his position that ever played. And he's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Of course they hate him. It's like,
and you know what?
It's so obvious.
Even with all of this, you can't say what has distracted him from winning, because since dating her, he's still been to 2 Super Bowls. He's 1-1.
It's distracting.
Yeah, he got the Super Bowls before her, but he didn't stop getting the Super Bowls with her.
Yeah. So how distracted is he?
It's just, you know, is he and let's not act like he's not getting older. That could be a factor in this, too.
I was just – well, do you know what I do? So I write to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. Yeah. I mean, let's just – let's see. Yeah. He's 35 years old. Yeah. That's kind of long in the tooth for a tight end in the NFL.
Ed, what else do you do besides radio?
TV.
Why?
They pay me?
It's multimedia.
Oh, yeah.
You want radio,
absolutely.
You want TV.
Yeah.
When you become multimedia, you become more available to people. People want you more. Mm-hmm. You open your career up to something different. I do Orioles. Why? I love it. They pay me. Mm-hmm. But it also gives you multimedia. I was in Sarasota the spring training, and some lady from Virginia came up to me, talked to me, loved what I did. I said, and I asked her, I said, you listen to the radio show? She said, I didn't know you did radio. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me, okay, she just watches me on.
Yep.
She lives in Arlington, Virginia. She had no idea I did radio. It opens you up to a different audience. Mm-hmm. You are accessible and seen by people who don't listen to The Fan. They probably had no idea you're on The Fan.
It's funny. Somebody asked me, I did a book signing, a book club Sunday night. And one of the women asked me, said, you know, she was a big fan. P1, listen to the show every day. She said, do people recognize you? I said, yeah. She said, oh. I said, well, I can always tell what they know me from. Because this we were talking about The Wire at that time.
Yeah.
I said, some people come up and say, you know, I was with the Black Eyed Susan, the bartender. The woman, she goes,
some black guy named Susan.
Black Eyed Susan.
Okay, my fault.
And this black guy's getting Susan, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Johnny Cash wrote a song about it. And she said, you in The Wire, weren't you? I go, yeah, we're talking about that. People, you know, was at the market with Jeremy. Hey, Colonel, good morning. hey, Commissioner, I love the show. If it's love the show, it's this show. If it's, you know, if you in the wire, obvious. Colonel, state police. Commissioner, city police. It's like people know you from different things.
They do. But that's the whole key. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to the Travis Kelce conversation. Yeah. In 10 years, people will know him because of multiple things. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce can get a job outside of football. Yeah. Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
There are people who don't know Michael Strahan played. My daughters didn't know Michael Strahan played football.
My son didn't know George Foreman was the heavyweight champ.
So, hey, man, make yourself accessible.
He was the grill guy.
Make yourself, you know, multifaceted. There's nothing wrong with that. Stop hating. 410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse Connection at 8:15. But on the other side, it's Commissions Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about something we just talked about. It's just social media.
Oh.
You changed my mind. No one else talked about before. Mm-hmm.
The water's here, the coffee's here, the sandwiches are here. Now it's a party. Commissions Baltimore up next on The Fan. We're here live at Caves Country Club for the BMW Championship. The Pro-Am today, the official tournament begins tomorrow. But right now we have Commissions Baltimore. What's up, Commish?
Nothing big. I was going to do something else. After the first or earlier segment, we're talking about Daniel Faalele getting criticized on social media and Monk defending him and things like that. I just think I wish they would do something to regulate this, because it's one thing. There's certain things that are useful. Like, there's different formats for this stuff. Like, LinkedIn is for jobs. Mm-hmm. You know who's who.
Yes, you do.
There's photos. They have their bios. You know exactly who you're talking to. Facebook is pretty good. I mean, you can have fake accounts, I guess.
But for the most, though. It's tough.
It's tougher, yeah. But X, formerly known as Twitter, we still say Twitter, that is just, that's like an electronic sewer. I mean, it's just terrible. And sadly, that's the one everyone seems to go to. It's immediate. You know, you limit your characters. You can only say, you know, you mean comments in short spurts. But I just think it's toxic because, you know, in the country we've had so many bad incidents, and we've had them. I'm not exaggerating. We've had, you know, teenagers commit suicide over social media. We have people just, you know, their careers ruined by comments that are false in on Yelp and things like that.
How about that?
Seriously, people's careers, their business failed because of your competitors or someone who's, you know, who was just a jerk who thought they were treated unfairly when, in fact, they were the offender. They come in and do things like this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone has a solution or they combat it in certain ways, but they got to fix this because it does affect people. And that's why, they, you know, they say Monken came out and defended, you know, his right guard. But somebody has to do something, because, you know, and I was not kidding before. I think these are the biggest losers we have in society. There's people that just, you know, spend all day and night on social media. Like, what else are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Here's the problem, man. This is why I don't think it'll be regulated, because politicians use it, and they use it to slam one another. You know what I mean? So yeah. I don't, it's not, the regulation would have to come from them.
Yeah,
down.
It would.
But unfortunately, they do some of the same things that you're complaining about
right now
to one another.
Yeah.
It is a tool for them. Or I should say a weapon for them.
It's a weapon.
If it's a tool, it's positive. It helps you build things up.
Yeah.
A weapon helps you destroy things. And I think that's the biggest issue right now. And you're right. When people start committing suicide or attempting suicide over things that are put on social media, that's because these young kids, they grew up with it. That's all they know.
Yeah.
So to them, it's the gospel truth.
Uh-huh.
It's the equivalent of you and I when we went to school and we were being bullied physically by people when mm-hmm. you had kids committing suicide.
Yeah.
This is the new bullying. This is what they know.
It is.
Because based on a dude who was on a plane who threatened to sue because he was vaping and he got caught.
Oh, he's coming up.
There's no more physical confrontations now. It's
no.
all threats by social yeah. media.
A woman says, you know, a flight attendant puts her hand on his arm. She assaulted me. Mm. No dump button out here, so I'll be careful. But yeah, but it is, and there's no regulation. It's just like the Wild West. People can say and do and post anything they want. and they do it. I mean, I just ignore it and just say, you know, I'm so used to it after, you know, decades of this nonsense. But I went through a reason. You know, the woman posted a picture, or somebody posted, I don't know who it was, probably under her account or whatever, a picture of me with a prisoner when I was like 27 years old. I mean, it's crystal clear. I have my, you know, NYPD sergeant shield around my neck. We just did a search warrant. Someone took a photo. The prisoner was crying in handcuffs. He's a Latino guy. The woman, they put it out there, this me and Jeffrey Epstein growing up together in Brooklyn. They're both from Brooklyn. Yeah. There's almost 3 million people live in Brooklyn. It's a good chance that somebody's from there. Yeah. And that was online. And, like, there was all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And but it's allowed to happen. And there's no repercussions. There's no, you know, no punishment. You're not banned. Just say whatever you want about anybody. Put it out there. And I just think it's a really dangerous thing that we're doing right now.
But unfortunately, Ed, if I could jump in here, hasn't the media become that too?
Yes.
How many times have media people say things about people they were wrong and they never came back and said, oh, I was wrong, or been held accountable for it? That, to me, that's the word. Mm-hmm. There's no longer accountability in our society.
Yeah, you can do whatever you can.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Many times you've gone on national websites and seeing things spelt wrong or bad sentence structures.
Yeah.
Editors used to stop that.
It's like, you just had the one, the terrible shooting in Midtown with the NFL offices. Mm-hmm. We got walking down the block with a, you know, shoulder weapon. CNN reports as a white male. I'm looking at the guy. That didn't matter. It's because he killed himself. But if he had gotten away, now you're looking at the wrong person. How could you report that? We're looking at him. He's clearly not Caucasian. Why would you say that? And again, no big deal. We've had people, I remember, this is the iconic one I love, where it was during a hurricane, and they were talking about the flooding post-incident. And there's someone, I can't remember the outlet. It may have been, I think it was CNN as well. where the reporter is in a raft, like paddling. And then somebody walks right by behind her. It's like walking by.
Wow.
Like it's ankle-deep water. Yeah. It was like, how can you do this? And they do it all the time. They just get stuff wrong. They post things they know are false. And there's no pullback. You can't unring the bell, because once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
And it just really, it's a very dangerous time. And the problem, I think, is technology has advanced way quicker than human emotional intelligence and just human morality. It has just advanced to the point where, and now with AI, it's terrifying. The prospects are terrifying.
Yeah, like the principal from Pikesville High.
Mm-hmm. I told you what happened, because it didn't smell right. I bet you that's AI. And sure enough, it was. And that poor guy, it's, you know, called a racist. His job's in jeopardy. People sent him hate mail. And sure enough, somebody made it up. I saw a video of Lamar trash talking the Bengals, foul language.
And it looked like him.
It wasn't him. Because I'm saying, I've been around. That is not him. He doesn't talk like that. He doesn't curse like that. It's not him. He's the guy that knocks over a reporter and calls, I'm sorry, Miss Michelle, picks her up. Like, you know, that's him. Mm-hmm. You know, he was raised differently. And, you know, but someone put a video out there of him just being a complete, just terrible human being. And it was like, that ain't him. Sure enough, it wasn't. It's like, you know, what's next? Like, what is next for people? Because they can post anything or you can create anything. You know you can make anybody say anything now. All you need is, like, I think 5 snippets of a certain length. If you get someone to say, you know, anything, you can get the voice and just, you know, 5 little snippets, you upload it, and then you make it say whatever you want, and it comes back in that voice. Like, what?
I just want you to keep talking so I get some snippets.
There's plenty out there. There's plenty out there.
Thank you, Commissioners Baltimore. Clubhouse Connection at 8:15, Rockabaco at 8:30. But on the other side, ESPN is here, and tomorrow they'll air their 50 states in 50 days series. It'll be a Maryland on Thursday. But that got us thinking. That got the wheels spinning a little bit, because we know they're going to ask you. We want to jump the gun. Mm-hmm. Which athletes would you say are on the Maryland sports Mount Rushmore? Now, before you go, don't give us 6. Mount Rushmore is 4.
What? Yeah.
Don't give us 2 or 3 different Mount Rushmores.
Right.
All right?
It's four, folks.
And I want to clarify, because I asked Joe the question. I said, was it people born in Maryland or people who played in Maryland, for, you know, for the
Shouldn't
Orioles
matter.
And the Terps? And they said it doesn't matter, as long as you're connected.
Yeah, as long as you're connected. That's all it is. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's trending in sports right now as we get ready for 50 states in 50 days by ESPN, which will be tomorrow here in Maryland due to the BMW Championship here at Caves Valley, where we are broadcasting live right now. We want to know your Maryland sports Mount Rushmore. Ed, do you put together your list?
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. This is my one disclaimer. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Michael Phelps on your Mount Rushmore, you're just silly. I'm just going to say that. 23 gold medals.
Yeah.
If he's not on your Mount Rushmore, then you've been asleep for the past decade.
Yep.
But go ahead, Eddie.
Mine, it's the predominantly people that were born here.
I did all people who were born
except
here.
One. So Michael Phelps was the top of my list.
Okay.
I mean, he's the best there ever was. Baltimore guy. Cal Ripken.
Okay.
I mean, just because he's a Maryland icon.
He's the Iron Man.
He's Iron Man, born here, played here, still here. I think that means a lot. The one who was not born here, mm-hmm. he's a Floridian, I had to give Ray Lewis.
Okay.
Greatest there ever was at that position. And then my fourth, my Mount Rushmore, was another guy who was born from Baltimore, and that's Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
That is my list. I mean, Babe Ruth is Babe Ruth. I mean, he's like Ray. Like, you know, when they're doing the Hall of Fame things or you're making a presentation like this, I don't have to tell you who he is. Babe Ruth is born in Baltimore.
Absolutely. So. Mine, we have three similar, and I'm throwing a curveball on one of mine. Okay. First of all of mine are from Maryland. First, he was once the home run king of baseball, Babe Ruth. 23 gold medals, Michael Phelps. The Iron Man in baseball, Cal Ripken, and four-time gold medalist, Dominique Dawes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Mount Rushmore mm-hmm. sports in Maryland.
Yep.
All born in Maryland. She was Silver Spring, Maryland. So that's four gold medals. So that's my Mount Rushmore.
And there are guys who
– Joe Gans.
Joe Gans was on my list. Yeah. He was one of my guys. I was going to put in Joe Gans. He was actually the first black champion, I believe. You know, and he's from Baltimore. I mean, it wasn't Jack Johnson. It was Joe Gans. So that's why Joe Gans would be on my list. Jimmy Fox was born here. You know, there's guys out there. But that's my four. And, of course, you know, it's like any other list. Then you got guys right below.
That's what makes it so tough because you only get four on the Mount Rushmore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm glad you did, Ed, but I thought you would overlook Cal.
I can't. Can't.
Why do some overlook Cal? Why is it that some people, you know, use the fact that he played every day as a bad thing?
Because they're stupid. That's why.
That's a reason.
I don't know how to say it. It goes back to the same conversation we've had all morning. You know, these people that criticize guys like him. He just went to work every day. No, he didn't. He did do that. But he changed the position. He's like the first big shortstop there that, you know, broke into Major League Baseball. Nobody was his size playing that position.
You know what? See, I defended it differently. Someone said that to me, too. The only thing he did is went to work every day. I said, did you? did you go to work every day for that many? No, you didn't.
Right.
So, Cal Ripken, you wanted him to sit out. His career war was 95.9. That's his career war. So, who do you want him to sit out for? And the fact that he could play every day for that long, to me, it shouldn't be a criticism. It should be sensational. To keep in mind, no one in the game, the history of baseball has done it. No one. When you own something like that no one is even close to, then it should be honored. And on top of that, oh, by the way, don't say he just played every day, because the man had 400 career home runs.
431.
3,100 hits. Mm-hmm. A career batting average of 276 and a career OPS of 788. All of those numbers are above average.
Yeah. On base percentage, 340. I mean, yes. He didn't just come to work every day. He's a Hall of Fame player. Two-time MVP. I mean, it's just, I don't know how. I just think people get, you know what it is? The familiarity breeds contempt. I just made that saying up, by the way. I'm sure you may have heard it before. But I think because he's local, he's accessible. You see him, his son is on our, you know, on our air. I mean, it's just the family's here. And I think people, when you're familiar with people, you just get contemptuous because, well, you know, I'm starting to really hate people.
Any love for Tank?
No.
None of Mount Rushmore?
None of Mount Rushmore. I would put Gans. I mean,
why would Tank not go, just specifically? I agree, cause, but why not for you?
If I'm only going to include four, and I, you know I love boxing, and I really hard for me to leave Gans off the list, but I couldn't. We're going to knock off Phelps, Ray Lewis, you know, like Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Joe Gans is sadly little known, but to me, just a true American hero. I just like people to think about it for a second. Like, Joe Gans was born 9 years after slavery ended. He was a champion boxer in America at that time. You got to think about things like that. And, you know, he wasn't just a boxer. He was a champion. His actually wasn't even his real name. His name was Gant. And they screwed it up in one of the cards he was on. It listed him as Gans. So he went with that name forever. But this is, you know, this is a guy that was one of the best ever. And he's from here. So to me, it's him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you. You're Mount Rushmore of sports for Maryland. And again, the criteria that I use is born in Maryland. Ed used a mixed bag. He had one person not born from Maryland, born in Maryland, I should say, born in Florida. Give us your four again, Ed.
My four was one not born here was Ray Lewis, obviously, from Lakeland, Florida. Babe Ruth, Cal Ripken, Michael Phelps.
Mine was Babe Ruth, born in Baltimore, actually. At one point, the home run king of baseball. Michael Phelps, born in the Baltimore area as well, 23 gold medals. Cal Ripken, Harford County guy, Ironman of baseball still to this day. And Dominique Dawes, four-time gold medalist. That's my Mount Rushmore of sports for the state of Maryland. 410-583-1057. Taking your calls right now on Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, broadcasting live from Kays Valley for the BMW Championship on the Fan.